All right, so exercise one is simply adjacent strings. So you're going to be playing this entire exercise with pick and then finger two, right? So all I did was, you know, I took a minor pentatonic scale, fifth fret area, you know, very common fingering, and I just... Now, technically, you should try and get rid of the bleed, like just demonstrating right there. I did not do it as I would like you to do it. So do as I say, not as I do, haha. No, but you would go like two distinct sounds rather than, unless that's what you're going for. But it's good to practice them separate so that most of the time when you want it to be clean, you'll be able to do it. And then occasionally if you want it to be distorted and overlapping like that, then that's much easier. So... Now that's one A, and then in the reverse of that I did a. Right. So when you put that all together, like one A and one B, it could be something like. Right, I just added another couple notes at the end just to finish it off. Which aren't printed there, but that's what 1A and 1B sounds like. That to me, you know, if I had to slave through that with the pick, it would be nowhere near as smooth as that. Keep in mind, I didn't play the very last note of 1A and then the same note again on 1B. I just used that top note on the 8th fret of the first string. I just used that note once and immediately went into my reverse pattern. So I combined 1A and B by leaving off the last note of 1A, if you see what I mean. All right, let's move on to number two.